Welcome. It is Monday. It's 11 minutes after 5 o'clock. Okay, so where do we start this morning? Do we talk about the monumental suckage of the Denver Broncos, completely unexpected, or do we get it out of the way? Yesterday, of course, was Groundhog Day. Punxsutawney Phil apparently saw his shadow. 6 more weeks of winter.
No kidding.
Yeah. I don't think that comes as any surprise to anybody. I read an article. I read it very, very quickly. I perused over it. Did Blasio drop the groundhog? I understand.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think Blasio. Is it Blasio?
What was he doing there?
Well, there's Punxsutawney Phil in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And then there's
Staten Island Louie.
Staten Island Chuck or something. Yeah, yeah.
We've got our own, you know, Jimmy the Groundhog down in Sun Prairie.
Really?
Is the Wisconsin version. Yeah.
Why didn't we cover this?
Oh, yeah.
How come nobody told me? I'd have been down there.
Okay, well, next year you can go down and cover Jimmy the Groundhog.
You've got to let me know these things. It's not something that I have psychic powers, you know.
Do either of you know the name of the Southern Groundhog, the one at the Atlanta Zoo?
Oh, yeah. Stew, because if it sees its shadow, they kill it, chop it up, and make it into a lovely stew with onions, carrots, and potatoes.
General Bonaparte Lee.
Well, of course it is. Sounds like a cartoon character.
All right. I tell you, son, the shadow.
That's right.
The son, it's not him, I'm telling you. Okay, so 6 more weeks. We can do 6 more weeks, right? We can do that. But
if it's only 6 weeks, okay.
But here's the thing. That's exactly my point. It's like, it ain't going to be just 6 weeks. There's no way this is going to clear up mid-March.
Last year in April was miserable. It snowed, it snowed and rained almost every day in April last year.
So we got that going for us. All right, so let's move on from Groundhog Day. Yes, the furry little punk came out and saw his shadow and pooped on his handler, and there it is. Now, I also read that they determined this before the groundhog even comes out. The top hat, the guys with the top hats, the Council of Five Brains or whatever they call them, they determine.
In a perfect world, the groundhog, after being awakened from his winter slumber, would be so crazed it would start biting everyone in sight and give them rabies. Then they wouldn't do this stupid stuff anymore.
Don't drive angry.
Yeah.
Don't drive angry. All right, so there's that. All right, so what happened with the Broncos yesterday? They didn't even show up.
Well, it started with the first play of the game and went downhill from there. Yeah, everybody knew the Seattle defense was good. I don't think everybody expected it to be this good.
I expected there to be a game yesterday. What was it, 43 to 8?
43-8,
okay, that wasn't even, I'll be honest, I didn't watch the second half. I was unconscious by the second half.
It was a boring, and you know, they have so many more commercials and so many more stoppages.
Mm.
But when you're not looking forward to the game restarting, because it's 23-0 at halftime, or because it's a 35-8 in the second half, that game was tedious to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to agree. Now, what I find interesting about this, though, is, let's be honest about it, the Broncos were no slouch coming into the Super Bowl. Okay, they performed exceptionally well in their division, and they won, you know, all so forth and so on to get to the Super Bowl. It shows you that it doesn't matter the amount of skill that you come into the game with, the amount of talent or the injuries that you have. There are factors that are just completely unknown. Peyton looked tired and just.
Well,
without
you still
any
have,
inspiration.
You still have to play the game. I mean,
there
were people complaining. There was a tweet in our computer in the other room this morning from Donald Trump, who said, the advertisers must be incensed by this horrible game. Like you can guarantee for the advertisers that it's going to be a close game. It's a competition.
He understands.
It's not scripted. You play the games and stuff happens.
For him to say that, that's a stupid thing for him to say.
Well, it's Donald Trump. I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, look at it from a business standpoint. The man buys real estate hoping to improve its value, flip it, and make a profit. That's what this guy does for a living.
Uh-huh.
And that's a gamble, okay? And for him to say, well, they must be insane. It's just the same. You buy advertising on a television program, you're hoping it's a good program.
But in the 80s and in the early 90s, the typical Super Bowl was a blowout. Some of those games just weren't
very
close.
Right.
And I can remember advertising people saying that the spot at the 2-minute warning before halftime was a more valuable advertising spot than the 2-minute warning at the end of the game.
Oh, I don't think there's any question.
I would go along with that. Sure. Sure, I'd go along with that. Anyway, all right, so there it is. Lots of stuff. Now, the one thing from the game that I have heard unanimously is the halftime show. They said that Bruno Mars came out and did a fantastic job. No, I was I was done.
Bruno Mars was channeling his inner James Brown. Yeah, he was okay. A lot of dancing, a lot of horns, funky horn sounds behind him. Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm hearing, you know, from the younger rock people, they liked it.
Mm.
I didn't know you could say some of those things on a Super Bowl halftime show. When you could understand the words.
Well, you should also see some of the promo some of the promotional photographs that the Red Hot Chili Peppers did prior to the game. Flea.
Who came out shirtless, but he wasn't wearing his diaper. He actually had pants on.
Yeah. Well, he was touching himself in some of these photographs that were inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what people forget about the Janet Jackson. This was the 10-year anniversary of Janet Jackson's
of
wardrobe malfunction. But before Janet Jackson came out, P. Diddy performed on the halftime show before Janet Jackson.
Sure.
And, I mean, he had his hand down his pants during his entire performance.
What was it? Michael Jackson did a halftime performance, didn't he? And he was touching and groping and all that.
Well, and performed with children.
Well, we had a commercial yesterday where David Beckham got naked.
I saw that one. Yeah. Saw that one. All right, so there it is. That's all the introduction you can handle for a Monday. Prepare yourself. Tighten up the seatbelt. Put your tray tables in their full and upright position. This is your favorite morning program.
February 2nd is Groundhog Day. A retarded, broken prognosticates that Bill Murray movie will be on cable all day. Weather's determined by Groundhog Day.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.